No, can I sniff your fingers?
Daily Disorders.
Also check.
No.
Daily Disorders.
Help me.
Help me.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is Daily Disorders. It's been a while since I've recorded. I've been a busy...
Why'd you scoot away from me?
Busy boy.
Come here.
Oh my God, no.
Give me your bussy.
That wasn't my bussy. That was my
There's a little 3-year-old boy dancing across the street from us right now. And the first thing that came to mind was, I want Jay to go examine his bussy.
I don't want his bussy.
I don't condone examining 3-year-old boys' bussies.
Me
but,
either.
Well.
But that's where we are in life.
This is what COVID did to us.
Yeah. This is what COVID did. I've had a busy week. How about you?
No.
Okay.
I have had the laziest week ever. And today, I think this morning, I hit my deepest depressive, like, episode as of late. Of course, like, your phone fucking starts ringing the second we... Of course, like, it's like the universe doesn't care about how sad I am.
Yeah.
Doesn't care.
You
can just click decline.
All right.
Who cares if it's a customer?
It is, because I'm close today.
Who gives a fuck?
Did you guys like that my ringtone's Taylor Swift? They say I did something bad. You have to admit that I did something bad is a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's saying that in a way that it like you would think he doesn't genuinely mean that, but
yeah.
It's good.
Can we tell, so I don't really care about how depressed I was, like fucking whatever. Can we talk about what just happened at Dunkin'?
Why were you depressed?
I had a really lazy week. And also, have I told them about my hernia endeavors?
Yeah.
Yeah, so turns out it wasn't a hernia. The first doctor that I went to sucked. Not the hernia! The first doctor that I went to sucked. The second time, because I wanted a second opinion on it, it was a nurse practitioner, and he did so much better.
Yeah.
Like, he walked in and he said, okay, so I looked at your file.
Well, you said the first time you were molested by the nurse.
I loved that. I looked into that. She was not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That's hot.
Fucking, this guy walked in. He's like, I have a couple ideas of what it is. And immediately I was like, holy shit, this guy is way better than my actual doctor.
Yeah.
So he like, investigated my body. He was gay, too. He's this fat, gay guy.
Really?
And he was like, pull down your pants. No, seriously. But I like.
Did you feel more or less comfortable with a gay doctor than straight?
I would have felt more uncomfortable if he wasn't so professional.
Yeah,
he was like so beyond professional, and I
sucking dick.
Well, he was like I was very hesitant to pull my pants down because he was sitting in a little stool at like his mouth was at my dick height, so yeah. I was very like disgusted.
I mean, if anything, you'd get like a really good blowjob.
No.
Guys are better at blowjobs.
But I honestly felt more comfortable with him doing it because he came in.
Yeah.
And he came all over me. Like, yeah. He already... No, he was just so professional and he knew what he... Like, I could tell that he knew what he was doing. So I just felt comfortable. Versus my other doctor. He is such a dope. He does not remember my name. He's been seeing me for like 10 years now. And he's just... He's awful.
Well, he is a pediatrician doctor. So he's probably wondering why you're not a child. Yeah.
It's like, you're a big boy. Yeah. You're in the 99th percentile for 5-year-olds.
He's trying to examine your bussy. Yeah. And your 3-year-old bussy.
No,
not.
So that, but either way, it was just like a muscle strain.
That's good.
I do have inflamed veins behind my left testicle. He said,
can I feel it?
No, no. Oh. He said it's very tender there. And my balls do, like, my left testicle feels really weird. He said he doesn't.
Can I feel it?
Nope. Oh. He said.
Well, I want to know what the weird feeling is.
He said that
what does it feel like?
They're like inflamed. The veins feel like swollen. And then my testicle itself feels really soft.
Huh?
And he said that usually clears up on its own. It happens occasionally to men.
Oh, okay.
He said it could very well be caused because of the like abdomen muscle strain too. So
yeah
either way he said just give it some time and you'll be fine. But I felt like shit this week, like Monday through Wednesday, like Tuesday and Wednesday, I did nothing. I literally just lied down all day long. I didn't even work out. Like, that's how much it hurt.
Yeah.
And he was...
That sucks.
The nurse practitioner was explaining to me that if you have, like, severe enough muscle strain... I love him. He was perfect.
Just keep saying your sad story.
If you have severe muscle strain, your body goes into shock and it doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
So your digestive system gets fucked up. Your like nervous system gets fucked up. He was explaining to me like it was probably severe enough. Like if I literally went out into public and I was around people that were sick.
Yeah.
I would have gotten severely ill.
Oh,
just
damn.
Because of like that's what muscle strain does.
Well, luckily, I was staying away from everyone when I was sick.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get sick, honestly.
Yeah,
you had COVID, but we can't say that on this podcast. It's not true. Well, he got a test. He got a test. Said negative.
Yeah, but I had all the symptoms of it.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
Yeah. Either way, that's over with, and I think that's why I was depressed. I just had no will to live this week, and also school is just I fucking hate it. And I'm so bored. And that's the thing is like everybody's kind of busy right now, so not much is going on.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of like slowing down. It's almost winter now, and I think that's depressing me a little bit because I get seasonal depression so bad. So
well, I'm not slowing down. I went to go see MGK.
Yeah, you had it. I think that's also what depressed me.
What?
Because our moods are tied.
Yeah.
You had such a good week, and I had such a bad week, and I was upset because I was comparing myself to you. A 30-something-year-old gay man.
That's not good. You just need to be 30 and gay and know some hot chicks that want to... I'm kind of like...
Gay?
Yeah, I'm kind of gay. no, but it was really fun. I don't know what I was going to say. I just completely lost my train of thought. But MGK was amazing. Jaden was there. Oh, so gorge. He's so, like, young and twinky. Probably not legal, but so hot.
Machine Gun Kelly is, like...
Twinky.
A twig of a man.
He is. He's so tiny.
But he's tall, right?
Very tall.
But he's a twig, man.
I had a lot of... You saw all the pictures I posted.
Ugh. I'm so happy you didn't post like a million.
Yeah, that was it. I was just gonna do one post.
Yeah, that's smart.
I did a bunch of stories the night of.
And yeah, you did. Yeah. That pissed me off. I hate when people do that.
I did a bunch of stories, and then I did one post, and that's it. I'm not an over-poster.
Yeah,
and I mostly just did it because... To like remember, like just to have it on my feed, like to remember it. But yeah, it was really fun being like, I feel like COVID's over, like being out there in the wild.
Yeah, but if you watch the news, it isn't. That's what I mean, is like the news throws everything off so much. Like you can watch even Fox News or like fucking Newsmax, like the most conservative ones ever. You can watch any of these news channels. And they over sensationalize everything. And then you actually go out into public and it's like. People just don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
There are a few people who are like extremely like, oh my God, put a fucking mask on and shit.
Yeah.
And then there's a few people who are like, fucking America. But besides that, it's like everybody's kind of like middle of the road. They don't really give a shit.
Yeah. And plus but being in that environment is just so fun because everyone there is like pumped, excited. Everyone there, especially around us because we were in the third row, are like huge fans
of
him.
It's a super spreader event.
It is.
How dare you go?
I was bumping into everyone.
How dare you go super spreader.
Some super annoying drunk chick was next to me. She kept bumping into me. She's like, sorry. Sorry.
Was she hot?
She was so hot.
Fuck!
Everybody there was hot.
Why didn't Shayna take me?
She was so... there were so many hot chicks and guys, but mostly chicks.
Ugh.
This chick was like blonde. She had huge fake tits. She had like this shirt where you could see her, like her underboob. And she's like, can you take her a picture? And we did, and she just posed, like, perfectly slutty.
Dude, that's what I mean.
And Shayna's like, she definitely has an OnlyFans, I bet. And I was like, yeah, there's no way she does.
Dude, I got so fucked with COVID. Like, my first year of college, like, I was single, too, for the first time in a while, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Like, if the world was open, and I, like, actually lived on campus, and I went to these things, oh, my God, my life would have been so different right now.
Yeah.
And I think about it like it's a good thing. I'm happy with my life right now. I'm, like, really happy with it.
Yeah.
But just imagine, like, if COVID didn't happen, I would have experienced, like, so many different things. We wouldn't have been friends.
Yeah.
If COVID didn't happen, I don't think we would have been friends.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, and that's weird to think about. Pussy or Jay?
Yeah.
Pussy. Pussy.
Or Bussy.
Bussy. I really do want to go examine that little boy.
Yeah. all right. But, no, yeah, we became friends, over the pandemic.
Well, like, kind of when it was, like, loosening up. So, March, I can't do much.
It's changing. Been over a year. It's been, like, a year and a half.
May or June is when we connected.
Yeah.
Sexually.
And you came over and recorded a video.
That was so much fun.
So,
we've gotten so much better.
Yeah.
Which is so much more natural, so much more retarded.
Natural, the editing, yeah, just a little, like, way more fluid and crazy, sexually fluid. A lot of sex.
That's fluids. Why I want to go examine this boy's pussy.
Yeah. But yeah, the show was really awesome. And then some, like, hot chick was in a cheerleading outfit. And he, like, he looks out and he goes, oh, do you want to come up and do a cheer? And so he had her come up on stage.
Stop.
And she started cheering.
Do you have a picture of her?
Yeah, I have a picture of her.
Was she hot
too? I have a video of her dancing on the stage.
See, I can't go to a concert. I feel like concerts are such a dangerous thing to go to with a significant other.
Yeah.
Like, you just, good thing Russ didn't go.
But this chick must have been so excited.
Or whatever his name is. Maybe blurt that out.
Yeah.
I know Eric gets angry when.
This chick must have been so excited. Like, he just lets her come up, and she just up
was
there
she wasted because, oh
yeah,
my
she's
God.
She's so drunk. She just up there dancing, like, next to Machine Gun Kelly.
Was she wasted?
She's
so
hot, though.
Yeah, she's all right.
It was so fun. And then the stage was just, like, a bunch of pill bottles. Like, he comes out on a massive...
Yeah, I saw you posted that.
He comes out of a massive pill bottle. The drummer was in, like, this massive bowl, like a weed pipe.
That's cool. That's cool, yeah. Stage design.
It was really awesome.
Let's go to Boston.
Yeah.
Because I know that you said you wanted to do that. Let's go for, like, 3 or 4 days and just, like, not really have a plan. Just kind of do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, like, maybe November. Let's do it in November, because I have, like, a good amount of time off from school then. Let's do it then.
And we can just, like, get a hotel or something.
Get a hotel and just fuck around for a couple days.
Yeah, it'd be fun. And then just, like,
literally fuck.
Yeah, we could fuck.
You should fuck. Seriously.
Yeah.
Let's go to Boston, get a hotel room, and we all fuck.
Yeah. I'll find a guy.
You find a man, and let's just fuck!
I was wearing my shirt that says, dude, just taste better. So many guys were coming up to me.
Why didn't you get anything? Get any numbers or something, dude?
Well, because they're, like, in Boston, and I was just...
Yeah, but that makes it more fun.
I really should. Like, that's what I need. I'm going to wear a gay shirt and just, like, go to the
Let's
bars.
Go to Boston.
Yeah.
And then you fuck, and I watch.
Yeah.
I just want to watch.
And then if I don't find anyone, then I can just have a threesome with you and your girlfriend.
No, I was thinking she's out of the picture. I just stand in the corner all night long, and I just watch you fuck.
Okay.
But I'm going to, like, help you. I'm going to be, like, your manager. I'm going to be, like, your bouncer.
Yeah.
We're just going to start a little whore
room.
No, but
honestly, though, let's get, like, we'll get a hotel room.
We'll get a hoe.
We'll get a hotel room with two beds, and I'll literally be fucking next to you.
Let's do it.
And then you'll be fucking
No, let's go
bed.
To Boston. Let's go to Boston. No, no, no. We should get two hotel rooms. One is designated as the fuck room. The other is just, like, living.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it'd be fun to...
Just
like,
fuck.
Just be, like, fucking side by
That's
side.
That's the point, dude. And this is the other thing, is I'm in a committed... I'm not... I love my life. I love my girlfriend. But I keep thinking about, like, all these things that I'm going to miss out on. Like, just going on a trip and, like, downloading Tinder and just, like, fucking.
Yeah.
Like, how much fun is that?
Or just meet someone at a bar.
Or just meeting somebody and just fucking.
And I'm the best wingman we already established.
I'm going to text my girlfriend and... propose an open relationship.
Yeah.
And what that means is I will be having sex with people and she won't.
Yeah.
She won't be.
That works. Yeah, or we could just go to Boston in secret.
Yes. I like
on the podcast.
Turns out she listens to every episode.
Yeah, she's like, what?
She
she just calls in right now. We're like, she's isn't like, even live. How is she hearing this? Yeah, that'd be wild. But no, that'd be really fun. We gotta do that.
I agree. Now let's tell the story about Duncan, since we're on the... I think I'm getting a little horny, because I haven't jerked off in a few days because of the, like, ball pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, and I asked him, I was like, does, like, frequency of jerking off cause this? And he said, yeah, if you're kind of, like, overexerting it, if you're kind of... Wait, let me get in the character. Yeah, if you're, like, kind of overexerting it down there, you're gonna have some pain.
Yeah.
And he said it like that.
You're gonna have some pain.
No, you just have to talk normally. You don't have to.
Yeah. If you overexert yourself, you're going to have some pain.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You sound just like him.
That was his voice.
Yes.
All right. Pull down your pants, Jack. Let's see the ball.
That was the weirdest thing, because he was sitting, like, mouth level.
Yeah.
And he went, okay.
And his mouth was open and he was drooling?
No, he had a mask on. He was a total liberal, because then he did the hernia check and he said, look that way and cough. And I had my mask on too.
No, but they make you turn and cough. That's the thing. It's not because of the
droplets. I felt retarded. He, like, did this. I looked away. I coughed. And then he put his hand on the other side.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, do you want me to look the other way now? And he went, oh, no. And I was like, oh, I get it. And then I looked the other way.
Yeah.
I thought it was like you had to position yourself.
No.
But whatever. Duncan.
Oh, yeah. There was a really hot chick in the drive-thru.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We go through the drive-thru. Some old cunt. She's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
I think she literally said that, too.
Yeah, she does.
She
yeah.
said, what do you want?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we take a second because it's gay. And then we order. And then we drive up to the little window there. She's so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, then it's just some like hot chick. She wasn't on the mic. And
so gorgeous.
Yeah, she was amazing. And then like as she was like going to get the drink, he was like, it sucks that she thinks I'm gay.
Yeah, we were in fucking Joanne's, and the amount of like old fat bitches wearing masks looking at us like, oh, so cute.
Yeah, because like, I brought him to get some fabric for at Joanne Fabrics for the dogs. And then, yeah, so she comes back, gets the drink, and then I go, oh, he's not gay. And then he just took off before she could say anything.
She had the prettiest smile, though. Here's the worst part is she was totally like 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, but
she had to be.
You're only 19, though.
Yeah, but I can't use that anymore. Once I turn 20, like me saying,
statutory rape is 5 years.
Yes, but like once I'm 20 and I say like, she's only 15, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Even now, it's kind of a problem.
No, you're still a teenager, so you still have a year.
I think she must have been underage because she's like, Eric talks about this a lot, too.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird, but, like, I'm dead serious. Like, some girls, like, the way they dress or the way that they, like, carry themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they look, it's like me. Like, I look so much older.
Yeah.
Because of, like, how I act. Like, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, people think I'm way older than I am because of how I, like, carry myself, how I act.
Yeah.
She was, like, the same way. I think she must have been, like, 16, 17.
Yeah.
But she looked, like, 20-something.
She looked, 20-something. Like, yeah, like, early 20s. Yeah. So that's fun. So yeah, so I would be a good wingman for you.
Yeah, and then we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because you're gay,
you
can do those funny fucking things. And if the girl laughs, that's like if the girl thinks it's funny, that's an easy way for me to then like say
start
something.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
It works.
You're a good wingman.
Yeah.
And also what did you say? Like because I'm friends with a gay person, I look gay.
Yeah, straight guy straight women love for one, they love gay guys, and for two, they like guys that have gay guys as friends.
Yeah.
Because it just makes them look more like sensitive and not like bro-y and like super masculine and like you look less threatening if you have if you have a gay friend.
A 30-year-old gay man with you.
Little do they know is that I am more like pervy than you guys. The door's locked.
I don't like how dark it is in here.
Nothing's going to happen. Ooh. Oh, yeah, and so I brought back my party trick the other day of being able to summon a boner on command.
Stop.
Why?
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
And what did Sophie say? She said you look like you're taking a shit.
She looked like I was taking a shit when I was doing it. Well, because Strady dared me. He said, you won't do it. And I was like, yeah, I will.
And then you did it.
Yeah, I did. And then he touched it.
Ugh.
And then it went down.
Well, I touch it a lot. I don't touch it when it's hard.
Yeah.
I touch it when it's soft, and I like pinch. I'm like a little crab.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'll do it right now.
No. I'll make it hard. No, it takes a lot of concentration. You have to just, like, you just really have to just, like, focus.
I don't think I can do it. I'm trying. Ugh.
You can't focus and get yourself hard.
Is it? Oh, it's raining. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to rain. Wait, I want to go see if the, like, band is, like, dying.
He just started focusing, and then the rain started. So he just summoned the rain.
Ah, what fucking faggots.
There's
a restaurant across the street, and they, like, do music, and they didn't check the weather. They need to check the weather.
Yeah.
And I go and I look, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, nerdy fucking stoner guitarists running around, like, no, literally, they're, like, running around.
That sucks.
Oh, God. That's funny shit.
So you can focus, but you just made it rain. You didn't get hard.
Oh, so I'm God.
Yeah.
I'm like Kanye. I'm Wanye. That's my name. White Kanye. Wanye.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I guess it's not like a normal thing that guys can do. I thought it was like
If I'm alone and I'm clearly in a situation where I need to get a boner, I can force myself to get a boner.
Yeah, but just like in any situation, like you can't just like.
No, I can't. I could not do it right now.
Really?
Pull up some porn, and if I really focused, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to fuck a transsexual.
Even if I had porn, like, well, you'd have to really focus with porn as well.
and fucking a transsexual, I'd really need to focus.
What type of trans? Like, you want a girl with a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I can get a boner right now. I don't know. It's a weird thing I have. I'm just going to own up to it now. I want it.
I mean, I like boy pussies. Like, I like guys with...
I'm just gonna own up to it. I want it now.
With vaginas.
I want it now. Ugh, these are all so ugly. Tranny porn.
Now we're Googling tranny porn to see what comes
out. I want it. I want it now. That isn't hot?
You want a hot girl with a...
That isn't hot?
I mean, do you think this is hot?
This isn't hot?
Wait, I don't even... They don't even... I mean, I can't even...
This isn't hot?
That's kind of hot.
That isn't hot?
I mean, I like the penis.
That isn't hot?
That is actually kind of hot.
That isn't hot?
I like the first one. No, but like, click on this. Does this turn you on at all?
No.
No?
No.
She looks like a woman with a dick. That's cover so weird.
No, but do you... So, okay, wait. Here, I'm going to prove my... This is so weird. Why did I pull this up? I'm going to prove my point. Look at all of these women.
Yeah.
I'll call them women. Well, no,
is this real? Because they look like women, but they have penises.
They are so fucking attractive, though, besides the penis for me.
That is so weird.
Like, do you understand what I'm saying when, like, they can mold their bodies into, like, perfection? Like, this chick, fucking so hot, but she has a penis. If you just cover that up, she's, like, the hottest girl I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is so weird that they...
Even this one, she's fucking cute. Cover up the penis, very hot.
Yeah, how do they look?
Now, I don't know about this one. Ooh.
No, I'm not into that. Ooh. But how do they
this one?
Look so
cover that up? She's fucking hot. Dick.
That is strange.
Self-sucking. Cover up the dick? She's fucking hot.
I like self-sucking. I want a video where a girl
like men need
eats
to be cover
out.
That up. She's fucking hot. Men need to be more open to transsexuals. Cuz look at how fucking hot they are minus the penis.
So what type of porn like would you actually go for? Like what type of girl do you like in your porn?
I don't know, let's go on a Pornhub.
This is our weekly porn update.
No, dude, I love the trend of every single episode. It starts with us being depressed, it then goes into
weekly
us being horny
porn,
and then it goes into us looking at some type of porn.
Yeah.
Wait, is this going to be, like, your algorithm?
I don't use this computer for porn.
I always need the POV. I can never watch like a sweaty bald dude fucking a chick because that's usually who it is. So this is what I
watch. You like the POV so you can imagine yourself
as
a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I need the POV because I can't. It's just I can't. So
that's a hot video. See, I like straight
porn
too.
Yeah, she's hot. Or I'd watch this, of course. But I need to be in the right mood for like lesbian porn.
Yeah, so you don't always go to
lesbian.
I can watch
that. So I'm going to save that one. I'm going to watch that tonight. I also like amateur stuff. POV amateur.
Yeah, amateur. What about like do you like there to be a big penis or does it matter?
No, I don't really give a shit. Because I just focus on the chick.
But is it as fun if like she's getting fucked by a small dick?
Like average is probably the preferred. Because if it's a big dick, it's always a black guy. And that takes me out of it.
Oh, yeah, because you're not black.
Yeah.
So, but do you like watching girls give blowjobs?
No.
Or do you prefer the fucking?
I just prefer the fucking. I don't like watching that.
Yeah, because I knew one guy that didn't like to watch fucking in porn, just like blowjobs and handjobs. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I can't do that. No, I only like watching the fucking. I don't know. And I'm just so basic. Like, I'll just pick something.
Of, like, the main tab?
Yeah, I'd literally watch that one, the first video.
That's so nuts. Like, to me...
But
like,
the algorithm, dude, the algorithm's so good, like, it knows what I want.
Yeah, see, it, like, takes...
I'd watch this.
It takes me, like, so long...
My POV, my pussy drains him for every last drop.
Ooh, that's hot. Should we watch porn?
I'd watch this one.
Should we watch porn again?
I'd watch this one.
Let's watch this one. She's giving a blowjob.
Let's watch this one.
I like the ads too.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just focus on the ads more than the fucking video. Let's watch. Oh, I clicked Chatterbait. No.
Now we're under Chatterbait. You gotta skip the ad.
I didn't know that was an ad.
Yeah.
I'd watch this one.
Oh, now we just jizzed in her face.
Kind of gross, I'll be honest. She's actually, like, really eating it.
Well, I don't like that either. Yeah.
Okay, let's just get off the porn now.
I'm not into that.
Why,
you don't like watching porn together?
No, that wasn't... See, I think my dick got smaller doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny enough, yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to, like, watch porn with a friend?
I think the moral of the story of today's episode is we are both very horny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm horny enough that I can, yeah, just...
You can get a boner.
I can summon a boner in any situation. I was standing outside of a restaurant.
Don't use the word summon. Oh, God, that hurts my abs.
Yeah, I was just standing...
I can summon it.
I could have gotten arrested. I was just, like, sitting there or standing outside of a restaurant. I didn't take it out. It was, like, in my pants, but...
I summoned my boner.
I did. Like, it is weird. I thought, like, all guys could do that.
No, I mean, I can if it's the right moment.
You know? But just, like, in any situation.
No, not going to happen.
That's wild.
I'm so fucking horny.
That's what Eric said, too, that he couldn't do it. He's like, well, I can't do it in front of you.
Weren't you amazed by the transsexuals, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
I'm going to watch some of that porn tonight.
But don't you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so fucking hot.
Yeah, they are.
Minus the dick, except you probably like the dick.
I like the dick.
Yeah. Minus the dick, they're very attractive.
But I like the dick with the whole woman thing. Like, that's hot. I've never really gotten a training point, but now I'm gonna.
Yeah, see, I introduced you.
That's my new sexual...
This is my life's mission, introducing people to tranny porn.
My sexual
opening.
I'm
going to go grab that little three-year-old and make him watch tranny porn with us.
No, I don't want the three-year-old. Three-year-old doesn't have to be involved.
Watch somebody reports us after this episode. They're like, hey, so...
I was starting to get a boner, but the three-year-old made it go down.
Oh, shit. Okay, see, great episode.
All right, this has been fun. We're getting boners together. Well, I was only getting a boner. Jack doesn't. Do you have any final thoughts? Oh, we didn't do a gratitude list.
I'm grateful for my sexuality.
I'm grateful to my hormones. Be able to summon boners at any moment.
Yeah. Okay, great steps.
Take your meds.